Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The night in Israel is warm, with clear skies across Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A gentle breeze is blowing through Haifa, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Now, here are today's headlines. First, ceasefire violated as a rocket and drone launched from Lebanon. This incident comes from Ynet just in. Also, Lebanese sources indicate preconditions for a meeting between Aoun and Netanyahu. This update is from Israel Hayom, earlier this hour. Also this hour, a Mossad agent fell in action after laying groundwork for Iran war, as revealed by the agency director. JNS reported this earlier today. Separately, Iran weighs U.S. talks as a ceasefire deadline nears. This was reported by I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, a family memoir titled Inheritance explores the separate inheritances of a son of Holocaust survivors and the granddaughter of a Nazi. This story comes from JTA a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 reported just minutes ago that Hezbollah launched a rocket at IDF forces in Lebanon and a drone towards the north of Israel. Both were intercepted. Doron Kadosh expressed concern over the IDF spokesperson's handling of the ceasefire with Lebanon, mentioning issues with communication on ceasefire conditions. Osint 613 noted that the Iranian Foreign Ministry has yet to make a final decision on participating in negotiations in Pakistan, posting just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the latest ceasefire breach, sirens blared in northern Israeli communities as the IDF intercepted a drone from Lebanon. Terrorists reportedly approached IDF troops and were struck after crossing the border. Ynet's report highlights the fragility of current ceasefire agreements, underscoring ongoing tensions with Hezbollah. This breach raises concerns about the stability of borders in the north. Turning to diplomacy. Lebanese sources are discussing preconditions for a potential meeting between Lebanese President Michel Aoun and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. While talks are still in the early stages, Israel Hayom notes this could mark a significant shift in regional diplomacy. Such a meeting could pave the way for improved relations, though challenges remain. Meanwhile, the Mossad reveals a somber loss. An operative died while setting the stage for potential conflict with Iran. The director of Mossad shared details of this operation earlier today with JNS. This disclosure highlights the risks Israeli operatives face abroad, emphasizing the high stakes of intelligence work in the region. Separately, Iran is considering talks with the U.S. as a ceasefire deadline approaches. However, the Iranian parliament speaker has rejected negotiations under pressure, warning of possible escalation. This report from I-24 News reflects Iran's cautious approach to diplomacy and the delicate balance it seeks to maintain as international scrutiny intensifies. And finally, a unique collaboration has resulted in the memoir Inheritance. This work, highlighted by JTA, brings together a child of Jewish refugees and an Austrian filmmaker exploring their family's pasts. The memoir offers a poignant reflection on reconciliation and understanding across historical divides, resonating with broader themes of healing and memory. On the economic front, first, Israeli startup Cooling Crops has developed technology aimed at lowering crop temperatures and restoring degraded soil. This innovation from CTech promises to address agricultural challenges and contribute to environmental sustainability. Separately, the banking sector sees progress as a popular broker completes integration into the open banking system. This move, reported by Israel Hayom Business, advances the Bank of Israel's reform efforts, enhancing financial transparency and competition. And finally, for the first time, the Israeli Air Force relied on American refueling aircraft for missions against Iran. Walla Business reports this unprecedented collaboration underscores strategic ties between Israel and the United States, showcasing a new level of military cooperation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.